All right, Pete. Show's actually live. Cold open. Way to cough into the mic and put your headphones on.
Oh, shit.
Are you good?
I'm not even plugged in.
Are you good?
Yeah. You could still hear me though,
that's,
right?
That's how mics work? Yeah, that is how mics work, but that's how you show your respect for Prince. Prince Rogers Nelson. Is that the full name?
Yeah.
Did I nail it?
It is.
So, we are starting the basement. I didn't want to start with the Gray
Sounds
Sky
like a
Eternal.
Superhero.
It's a bit of a weird contrast.
Prince Rogers.
I love my brother's band, his former band, but I don't want metal blaring over Prince Day. Prince has died. Prince died at 57. It's very weird. And one of the crappiest aspects of Prince dying is that he was a fastidious, I think that's the word I'm looking for, a fastidious weirdo about keeping everything of his off of YouTube.
I'm not even sure what that word means.
So guess what I can't play right now to celebrate
any of his
Prince.
Songs.
There you go.
I've been over that before.
I have karaoke versions out the ass, Pete.
I know.
But no,
my girlfriend's a big fan of a...
Is she?
That fruit beret.
Raspberry beret. Fruit beret, you're right.
Fruit beret, fruit roll-up.
So, to get close as we can to having Prince music on the show...
We have to find whatever we can on YouTube.
We're going to play a little I Would Die For You karaoke, and this is a version we found online that does have someone singing over it. This person might sound a lot like Pete, maybe, my co-host.
Why?
It just did.
Oh. Oh, you didn't show it to me, though. You know, I got to go to the bathroom.
Oh, well, what we're going to do is play it on the air right now.
I want to hear it. That sounds crazy.
And you can hear it and be like, that dude sounds exactly like me. Are you ready? Are you ready? Did you take a swig of water before you, air quote, listened to the
guy
that sounds
to listen.
Exactly? Okay.
I want to listen.
Let's start the listening. This is Pete Maybe listening to a guy that sounds like Pete Maybe over I Would Die For You karaoke. Dumbest thing we've done.
I'm not a woman. I'm not a man. I am something that you never understand. I'll never beat you. I'll never lie. And if you're evil, I forgive you by and by. Cause you, I would die for you.
Now, Pete, you have to agree with
darling,
this guy.
Darling, if you... Oh, that guy sounds great.
Exactly.
I would die for you.
I wouldn't say great. Just sounds a lot like you. It's a weird
maybe a little bit.
I'm not your lover. I'm not your friend. I am something that you never comprehend.
There's a lot of dead air
no
here.
Need
just
to
us
worry.
Listening to a song. Neither
no
of us
need
talking.
To cry.
Yeah, that sounds weird.
I'm not Messiah. You're a reason. Why? Because you... I would die for you.
I really agree with you, John. This guy sounds really weird.
I love how much... I was wondering when you're going to punch out. How long is he going to play Petey Superstar here?
So dumb.
I wanted to start with my favorite Prince.
Yeah.
I like...
That's always... You know how I'm always telling
when
people.
When you were mine. I
do the best Prince. That's what I always say.
Yeah. This is my jam. This isn't... I wouldn't call it a deep cut, but I don't think it was one of the huge singles either. Cyndi Lauper recorded a version. Again, you're not going to hear any lyrics.
Go. There's a guy who sounds a lot like
when
Papa's
you were
basement.
Mine. I'm not going to do a weird voice and sing over it. No, I dig it. I like this one. It's better with Prince singing. I'll say
it'd be
that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to pretend I can
sure,
hit the
sure, he doesn't
the,
need
the
to collect
notes,
royalties.
The falsetto. But yeah, that was...
For Prince Manor.
Yeah, man. Prince dead. I mean, that's...
That's the highlight of the episode, guys.
I think what, first of all, I feel guilty and wrong. By the way, John Papa Giorgio, Papa's Basement, that's the show. InPapa'sBasement.com is the website. We didn't do any of this yet. At Papa's Basement on Twitter, Facebook.com/Papa's Basement. And I think we're covered. You can find us on iTunes and Stitcher. Leave a review on both.
Please.
If you're using them.
And the aforementioned Pete Maybe.
Yeah, that dude that just sounded
rock and
exactly
roll superstar.
Like it. It's really, again, an incredible coincidence. To all of you out there trying to find some sort of cosmic meaning as to why Prince has passed, I just want you to know on Tuesday, when we typically record, we skip the show. Pete had a hard day at work, and he's like, can we just drink at Hooters instead? And I was feeling lazy myself.
I did say that.
Yeah, this might shock you from a guy that's done a podcast for 8 years that hasn't really gone places, shall we say. when I heard, you want to skip
the show?
It's
going places, baby.
And just chill out? I was like, sure. You didn't have to say Hooters. That wasn't necessary. You had me at you want to skip the show.
But that's only because we passed the Hooters.
We passed it. We drove right by it. And you're like,
A brand new Hooters.
Can we make a U-turn? I'm like, do you want it on two wheels or four?
A fresh pair.
So we did the Hooters. But while there, because we don't have Sarah this week.
No, she killed Prince.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Well, no. You
and China.
We were talking,
she's
and you're
very
like,
busy this week.
Do you, I quote, you said, do you think we can do the show as a twosome, and what will we even talk about? And in those 48 hours, that's true, but in those 48 hours,
boring life.
China died this morning, and Prince died this afternoon. So please, 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 I don't know what kind of pact
I'm glad
you have
we waited
with Yahweh or Satan or however you work your dark mojo.
Mm-hmm.
You've killed enough, Pete. We don't need
and
any
I will
more
kill
death.
Again.
We have enough with the passing of the purple one. And by the way, for those of you watching at home via Periscope, you will notice that we are doing the show in Prince's memory in purple robes.
Purple filter.
Purple robes and blackface. we're trying to keep it with the times. You know, he did Sign of the Times.
You
well,
kind of have that mustache, though.
Prince, yeah.
I mean, we have the whole deal, but John's Prince, definitely is rocking the mustache.
Prince had a very weird facial hair, I want to say, in the early to mid-90s, where it was like if Homer...
Sort of Mexican teenager.
I want to say like French Homer Simpson. Like it was Homer Simpson's stubble, but very finely coiffed. Like he looked, he had the beard of a construction worker, but then you notice these really fine lines on it. It was almost like...
It was slick.
It was almost hipster in a sense, in that he was trying hard to look like he wasn't trying.
Are you trying to say that he was ahead of his time and that he was a trendsetter?
Dude, in a million ways,
I think a lot of people will argue that he wasn't.
You're
sarcastically.
I believe you would find people fighting with you on that one. They more than two people out there will make the case that
I think so.
Prince, fascinating and ahead of his time. I don't know about you, dude. Seriously, Bowie dying. Again, my dad was fresh off the banana boat. Mm-hmm. I listened to goddamn Greek Bouzouki 8-track tapes. Yeah, Bouzouki music. Just, you know, like Miserlou.
Nope.
Not the Dick Dale version.
I don't know what any of that is.
Actual, yeah, it's like a little guitar.
Like a ukulele?
There's a million, okay, you have the guitar. And then you have a million, non-white guitars.
Bukkake?
Yeah, exactly. You use a bukkake. And every bukkake is always sold in one color, white. Fascinating instrument. It leaks a lot on stage, too.
Okay.
No, I listened to all that junk.
I heard it takes a lot of people to play it.
Bowie, exactly. And one of them has to be buried in their neck up to the ceiling. Bowie, I didn't give a damn about when he died. I didn't grow up in a household. What I'm saying, I didn't grow up listening to Bowie music. My old man wasn't smoking, you know, art teacher cigarettes in the garage. And then walking in and teaching me, oh, this is, you know, Bowie's the best, the Beatles the best, blah, blah, blah. I didn't hear
Ziggy
that.
And Bowie are the same dude,
yeah.
Man.
And then he just traces the lightning bolt on his face with some grape jam. I didn't
like,
have
dude,
that.
Go to bed.
So Bowie dying, ah. But Prince dying, sad. I can respect Prince. I generational thing, I guess. You know, he came, what? 15 years-ish later, 10 years-ish later, about 80, I think, Prince
What,
broke.
As far as the music scene?
I just...
Between the two of them?
I get the loss of Prince. I get
I
people freaking about the passing of Prince.
I don't know a whole lot about both
Bowie
of them.
Was just a little old. Bowie just seemed a little past his prime. Prince was like a weirdo in a good way, by the way. I don't think Prince was weird for the sake of being weird. And he wasn't like trying to be rock star weird. Like, I have no respect for like Keith Moon, where it's like, oh, I'm a rock star, so I'm going to bang a 12-year-old and then drive...
And then tell you it's for the...
Yeah, drive my Rolls Royce into a pool and then light it on fire. Don't ask me how he pulled that one off, but he did. But Prince was just like being himself. Like, I don't know, that dude was just legit weird, but it was, again, it wasn't for the... Like, you know the Charlie Murphy story. The
yeah.
famous Charlie Murphy story on Chappelle's Show, which, by the way... Dave Chappelle owes his entire career to Charlie Murphy.
Oh.
Like, if it wasn't for the Rick James and then Prince, I think the next goddamn week, if I recall, it was like he had the infamous Charlie Murphy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or I'm sorry.
Totally.
What's
the infamous
Rick James.
Murphy.
he had that story. And then next week, it was like Charlie Murphy again, and then telling a tale of, I think, playing ball.
Yep.
Against Prince and Prince's band, and they all wore their heels and kicked their ass. And then the closing zinger anecdote was, after Prince beat his ass in basketball, he just makes some pancakes.
But also,
that's what I'm saying. He wasn't doing that
to
be weird. That's just...
because I think if you were to ask people, now the Dave Chappelle show was fantastic, but I think if you were to ask people what their favorite episodes were, they would tell you that one, and they would tell you Rick James.
10 years
and if
later,
you asked them if they knew any other episodes, they'd be like, I don't
10 years
know
later,
if I remember.
Yeah,
they would probably say, I plead the fifth.
I want to say maybe we're like...
FIF.
Yeah. I want to say, yeah, we're a little over a decade removed. They would remember Prince. That's mm-hmm. still what you see referred to all the time. Rick James you see referred to all the time. And yeah, maybe like you'll see Tyrone Biggums.
Oh.
Clayton Bigsby.
Yep.
Maybe a
also
little.
Also a blind black white supremacist.
Yeah, that was
Bigsby. That's a good one too.
Clayton Bigsby.
Yep.
Yeah, that's... But really, the stuff that's like survived into the meme generation, if you will, you just see pictures of Chappelle as Prince, pictures of Chappelle as Rick James.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying, Rick James was more like, I'm a rock star, I'm going to be a gigantic AH because of it. Prince was like, I'm just Prince.
I'm just me, baby.
I'm going to beat your ass in basketball, then I will serve you pancakes. We'll call it a night at 10 in the morning.
God, that would have been awesome.
I'm very, like, he was a dude that just, fame came because he worked so hard and he was so polished and so good on stage.
A lot of people came in front of Prince.
This, we'll get to what he bagged shortly. Like, his roster, the women Prince had sex with.
Yeah.
Is there a roster you'd pick over that? Like, maybe I enjoy the, I'm going to sound a little white here because they're tan women, so I'll call them quote unquote exotic. I dig his taste. It was nothing
oh, totally.
But like. Mixed chicks.
We're both
Spanish
in the same boat.
Chicks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Occasional blondes. I think he did Kim Basinger for 2 weeks in 87, because why not?
Because he can.
Exactly.
Exactly.
It was, but what I so dug about him, it started, like, he just was himself, and for a time, being Prince and being famous and just loved in the music world clicked. And then it just, there was like this little veering off, and suddenly being Prince meant like
not
caring
enough.
I'm the artist formerly known as.
Yep. And some of our listeners on Periscope were saying that's where they think he jumped the shark, but
you could say he
really,
jumped the shark, but to me,
for him, there I don't think there was a shark to jump. He was just being Prince. He wasn't even looking for nothing.
You might have gotten tired of his shtick, but he was still recording great music. And I think what I respect most about the dude, he loved music. Like, he loved what he did creatively.
Super talented.
Like, he would do a 3-hour concert and then be like, okay, what is the little club
I wish I'd seen
Prince. In this area? I'm just going to play from like 2 to 4 in the morning there. I didn't jam out enough for 3 hours on stage. Give me another 2. He would.
That would
I
be amazing.
I heard something along the lines of, and this I could not find online again, mm-hmm. but.
Yeah, well, because Prince took it down.
He might have banged out a song a day. I know for a fact.
I could see that.
He has album after album that were never released. Like, he just recorded them and then put them in some creepy ice vault in his Minnesota mansion. And he was just like, screw it. This is, you know, this was the September 14th, 2008 album. Will anyone hear it? No. I just gotta make music. Like,
oh, can you imagine now, though? If it happens to get released, I don't know what kind of litigious aspects there are on his estate or something like that, but there's going to be that
there will be family coming
Tupac's
out of the woodwork.
Albums that they had for 10 years to come kind of Prince stuff. You know what I'm talking about? Like, they're going to release the vault. They're going to be like, just, it's going to be like
the amount of
the
music
arc.
If they open
and
the Prince vault,
it's going to be like the arc,
the amount, it will be like Johnny Wad gushing one. It, like, it'll make what was released by Tupac's people,
Peter.
Posthumously, look like a B-side. It's it will be in the hundreds of songs. Like, the crap he had squirreled away. I want that, because I don't have that drive. I love doing the show. I love being funny. But hell, you come to my place before we record, every time you swing by, I'm like, you sure you don't want to just sit here and play some video games for 4 hours?
I know.
Then you leave because I got some porning to do. That's it every time. I just don't have that in me. I envy someone who was
so great at
his craft and then was like, 0.25%. I suppose so.
It's the people that are super famous. Well, not all of them, but
like
they have that in them. They are super famous.
If I ever break, if I ever have anything happen fame-wise, I'm going to be like that football player who the instant he hangs up the cleats and steps off that gridiron, he never touches another football and puts on conservatively 180 pounds in maybe four
There's
months.
Nothing wrong with that. Just get there first.
That will be, and it'll be like, dude, your
body. I'll be like,
body,
hell yeah, I knew you could do it, John. Yeah,
your body used to be a temple.
I knew you
what
could do
happened?
It.
What happened? I'll be like, yeah, that was really tiring. Have you heard of McDonald's? I missed it.
Yeah.
I never got to see him play. Prince, I'm not one of those people that really cares
to have seen
someone play. I'm like, give me what you did on the album.
I cared when I was in my teens, but that was to see dumb bands, so it doesn't really count. That was bands I was trying to see with all my teen angst. Like they were all just a drop in the bucket as far as music is concerned.
Yeah, like I've seen Glenn
but
Danzig
I care
live
now.
Five times maybe.
But I care now.
Oh, the bigger acts?
I would love to.
Yeah. I'm just not a big live dude.
I don't know if I mentioned this last time. Yeah, I saw Vince Neil, and that was, pretty cool for me.
You legit, was he just, taking a piss in a urinal next
to
you?
No.
It
was the Vince Neil band, which was not as good as Motley Crue.
Tell me it was at least three quarters Motley Crue.
But I saw Poison as well. And that was at that transition period.
Oh, I remember that one. Clash of the Has-Beens.
That
great
was it.
Tour, yeah.
It was free tickets.
Can't
of course
beat that
it
price.
Was.
That's how I saw David Lee Roth the first time I saw him.
Isn't that weird?
I've seen the DLR.
Megastars.
The Diamond Dave multiple times. Well, what I respect about Dave is he had no illusions about anyone caring about his solo material beyond Yankee Rose. Mm-hmm. He went out. He got a kid that played just like Eddie. What was Van Halen Greatest Hits Volume 1? You're going to hear it live. I'm going to do some tricks with my microphone.
Yeah.
I'll pretend to drink Jack Daniels, even though it's iced tea, and we'll call it a night.
What a badass.
It was enjoyable. Is there anything you wanted to add about Prince? We can all...
Besides him, you were making the... did you make any of the sort of relations he has with Bowie that is their comparison? Because they were both kind of
petite black men.
They were both really special in their own ways of this guy was mostly funk, but then this guy's kind of space rock or whatever. But no, I just wanted to include that they both had great bulges.
Oh, yeah.
I think that had a lot to do with it.
That was Prince's sex appeal.
It was a roundabout way to just be like, yeah, their junk kind of helped.
I know we have 1 to 200 women listening right now live on Periscope. That's just how our demos skew. Did he have sex appeal?
Who?
As a kid, Prince, I always felt, I'm sorry, the average, okay.
This is the only time I've overheard my mom say something, and my mom being the most Christian woman you've ever heard, and she was talking to my cousin who's several years older than me, and she mentioned something about Prince, and I'm trying to think of the context, but it really doesn't matter. It was something along the lines of my mom was just like, it doesn't matter. Prince said it. Girls are going to get wet.
Wow. And
I as you not, dude. And she's always telling me,
And you're like,
go to church.
And
this,
a light bulb
this
goes on
and
your
I'm
head.
Like,
you're like, my mom equals a girl. And then your soul died.
Yeah, it was terrible. It was the worst thing I could have ever heard. But I was like, she's onto something.
I never, anything my mom even talks about, vague arousal. I'd kill myself violently, like Ren and Stimpy cartoon style. Like, I'd pull my eyeballs out. I'd do whatever it takes to not hear that. Here's what I'm saying about Prince.
That's why I still remember it, John.
The average chick on the street. Now, don't get me wrong. You're around Prince. You're a girl in a club. You're like the prototypical 1989 hot girl.
Dig it. What am I wearing?
Blonde. But don't get into this, you drag queen. Blonde, buxom, 5'10 in heels. Prince walks in. 5'5 in heels.
Big.
I get it then because that is a dude with an aura. just like Charlie Murphy said, he had an orange aura. You could, no.
Why
I'm sorry. That was Rick James had the aura, the visible aura.
I was like, that's weird.
Prince comes into a club, energy ripples through the place. That's like some Dragon Ball Z stuff. You know, it's just crackling off him. I can see how someone that important is next to you. You're like, yes, you're making the moves on me tonight. Sure, what the hell? This will be something to tell the grandkids about. But was the average, you know, girl first grinding against her body pillow at age 12, reading Tiger Beat? Was Prince, like a picture of Prince, like a thing to be sexy then? As a woman in her 40s, tell me.
Maybe, yes. Hold on, let me channel it.
Like, I don't think he translated, because he looks so petite.
But I think in the grand scheme of
he was
the sex symbol.
There's like three brothers out there that I think I'm packing bigger than. Prince was on that list. And now we're down
Is that what you think?
Yeah, now we're down to two.
We'll probably find out soon.
We got when Tony, they come out with the ironically named Tony Cox, the little person from Bad Santa, and Jaleel White. And thank God those two.
Jaleel White?
I think I'm bigger than Jaleel White. Maybe.
Does he have a tape?
Jaleel White might be like 6'2". I could see. I think I was bigger.
So what are you,
when he was
okay,
Urkel?
There's but 6'2".
He was Stefan Urkel. I bet he was bigger than me.
Oh,
because that's what the
twice
potion.
Twice the size.
That's
probably.
What the potion did. Yeah.
That's really all.
He bagged ass left and right, but a lot of it was in the music world ass, where he just could not have been a bigger force. You know, like. He was fishing with dynamite in the music pond. If you're like, oh, Madonna blew Prince in 1989. Of course she did. It was her duty. Prince just laid wood in 1989. Like, you had to, by some sort of law, by BMG contract, by Geffen contract, you had sex with Prince if he wanted it to happen. I think the average girl looking at Prince, who, again, was just billed as a sex symbol.
I wouldn't think that either, but... All records show, I mean, maybe it's because of what you're talking about, and I'm just, my head's just crazy with the numbers.
Yeah.
But I thought
Again,
he
maybe,
was.
Again, maybe the best celebrity roster.
Excuse me.
I've ever, like, he had, what was her name, Vanity. He had Carmen Electra. I'm pretty sure he had sex with Sheila E. Would have gone with that. Why not? She can drum. That's
you think
talent.
So?
I'm going to go on a limb.
I'm thinking so, too.
He was at Apollonia. I think he just... It was like any chick that wasn't blonde. And a couple blondes. From 84
bottom.
To 95, Prince had sex with them.
Yeah.
It was a rite of passage. It's
oh
like, hey, Maria Conchita Alonso, come this way.
What if he kept the list? Wasn't he writing a memoir before he was... When he started getting sick, right?
Was he? Like he got
a
sniffle
didn't something
a couple
say
weeks
that?
Ago?
Didn't somebody say that?
Yeah, Allison. Like
yeah, okay. She was talking. She was talking about he was writing a memoir. What if he like already put the names in there?
I mean, I don't.
The names
think,
get lifted.
I don't think we need to investigate this.
I'm just saying.
He was just photographed everywhere with these women.
My mom better not be on it.
I mean, maybe there's some like great reel to reels of him having sex or like old style VHSs. He's Prince. He could afford those.
Yeah, they're 8mm too.
It's just. It's sad, man. It's one of those, even as a kid, like I said, in a non-musical household, all I had was that damn Greek bouzouki music, which I will play.
That sounds terrible.
What, Greek bouzouki?
It also makes me hungry. What is that?
Okay.
You said it's just a tiny little guitar. Do you guys know how to play guitar? Do you guys have a famous guitar player?
Here's some Greek bouzouki.
It's
the big fat Greek wedding
I guess,
music.
Yeah.
This is what I was hearing my entire childhood coming out of my garage.
Dubstep over that?
Just my dad avoiding his family, as he should, listening to this, reminding himself of the old country.
I could see somebody getting really drunk to that.
Yeah, off of that, what were there?
Maybe that's just the way movies have portrayed
it. Is
it
Ouzo?
For me. Yeah.
Yeah, Ouzo, that disgusting licorice booze. And then Sequoia, which was Greek moonshine that they used to bring back every time I had relatives fly in from Crete. They'd bring a big metric Coca-Cola bottle because they don't have our system. They got the metric, so it'd be a 1 liter bottle of Sequoia.
It's just us.
And then I'd just steal it and drink it. My dad would control his hate and not kill me. for drinking the booze that he was looking forward to all year because his dip-ass underage kid. You know, like, I think if you're my dad and you get that bottle of Shine, don't you just get me, like, a bottle of SoCo or something?
A
and
little
you're like,
something.
Here, idiot.
Don't steal my Shine,
exactly.
Stupid.
I know what you're going to do. Drink this instead.
Here's the prop bottle.
I acknowledge that you're going to consume this.
You got to think pretty far ahead, but that makes a whole lot of sense. Do you think Prince has any videos out there?
What, sex
that
videos?
Might come out?
Would you want to watch them?
Well, you got to know if you're bigger than the brother.
Nah, because he probably is. Yeah. And that's not even a testament to his size, more mine. I just, let me hold on to this. This is like
this
finding...
This heyday?
I don't need to know 100% that it's my parents putting the gifts under
you
the tree.
You just need to have the feeling
I just,
in your heart.
Let Santa live. Like, one more year. Don't tell the boy. That's all I ask. There are some things to get perked up about, though. Like, in the center of this maelstrom of darkness, there is the fact that, like, young black kids just can't get enough of playing the guitar. So really, like, how many years until
awesome.
The next Prince is coming along? 18 months tops, right? next YouTube sensation is the black kid jamming on guitar. You know, it's so many black kids playing the guitar. Come on, laugh at that. Give
what?
Me something.
It is. There's plenty.
There are not.
I know.
Good Lord.
There's plenty.
There was like
me?
That one viral video of the three black kid band playing metal.
I don't.
It was so rare that it went viral because they're like, look at black kids jam.
That's terrible.
It's like,
what about Bruno Mars?
It's like Jimi Hendrix, Prince, Living Color, then these kids. It didn't even take me two hands
God.
To count it all out. That's how much white people love seeing a black dude on a guitar. Like, anytime it happens and there's even mild proficiency, it's like, come on,
so there's
more,
a big cue.
More.
Yeah, I mean, like, why haven't... That just that makes no sense. Corner the market. Come on.
It'd be tremendous.
You would kill.
You would at least... get like one Cult of Personality sized hit, which would keep you on rock radio for 25 years.
Yeah, and then you'd play Fairfax.
You beat me too.
Live at Fairfax.
Yeah, then I'll be watching
weekend.
You at my fair. Short order, I believe. I like that picture of them too. Well, it wasn't like a picture of them then.
No.
Where like the singer is in, I
that
believe,
was last week.
The body glove surf garb. Yeah, it's just a picture of them last week. It looks like four guys from a coffee
just
shop.
Beat. Yeah.
I don't care. They're like, pay us in kettle corn. We don't give a damn. You have that stuff. It is delicious.
Fairfax? Sure. We'll play Fairfax.
Not even the only celebrity death today.
No.
Not even. We started off mourning China.
I know. And that's what... And you'd think we would have started with her because she died first, but... Still,
any other day? Are you kidding me?
Like, still Prince!
The instant China crapped out, I sat in bed and like wrote down what I was going to do on a China segment. Because
oh,
were,
I sat down in bed and I rewatched... You know, back door to China.
Back door to China. Hope you're proud of yourself. She was up there watching you do it.
No, I'm just kidding. I never did that.
Oh, we'll get to back door to
not
China
today.
In a second. Were you WWE at all? Screw it. I'm not.
I wasn't
were
really
you
huge,
WWF.
Was I a wrestling fan
wrestling?
In general? When I was maybe up to like 11. And then from then on, I knew it. Whenever it came into the mainstream media. But I know a few things about her. And when she did enter the Wrestling Federation, but I know that she was a huge force there because she did the first, like, King of the Ring. And I think she was, like, the first woman to do, not the, she did the first King of the Ring, but I think she was the first woman to do King of the Ring. I think she was the first woman to do a Royal Rumble.
Oh, look at you, Mr. Casual Fan. I was wrestling in, like, the Hogan days, and then my dad... There was only so much quote unquote
Divas go hard. That's
gay
all I'm saying.
That my dad could take in my life. And it's like, I'm listening to Motley Crue. They look like a bunch of queebs. I'm watching Kids in the Hall. I'm Stranger watching wrestling.
Candy.
Just something. He couldn't take Kids in the Hall and drag me watching women, men sing and dudes pinning each other by the crotch. He was like, you know what?
That's,
the wrestling
that's
goes.
That's all Greek people do, right?
Exactly. He was, turn this crap off. I want to raise a man.
So get in your underwear. I'm going to show you how to really wrestle.
Well, I was allowed to watch one wrestling program in the house, GLOW, the glamorous ladies of wrestling.
That sounds awesome.
It was chick wrestling.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was like watching cat fights. That was fine in the house. He was
the
like
cat fights now, the X videos cat fights? Or?
He was just like, look, let me fix you. There's obviously something broken here. There's a bit too much packaging on the gay sensor, pressing that button down, using some Zelda technique, moving the blocks around.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to push it over to the straight button.
Fix this puzzle.
I want to have an heir. But joke's on you, Dad. You died before you could see one. Yeah. So he made me watch Glow. Not like I cared. I was just like, wrestling's wrestling.
Oh, Dad.
I was too young to get a boner either way. I was like, I should be into this. I like seeing pretty ladies.
Yeah, you just want to see wrestling.
You don't have any testosterone. You can't get a Woody.
You're just full of a bunch of energy, and you want to bounce around. You see a bunch of other people bouncing around.
Yeah, you just
around,
see
like,
people wailing on each other.
They're getting paid for that, and that sounds awesome.
That's great. Beat them with
a chair.
That's
what I want to do when I grow up.
Exactly. How come when Hulk Hogan cracks a bat...
I want to hold that guy really tight.
...over Ted DiBiase... he gets paid and he gets a belt, and I crack a bat over my brother and I get no dinner for a week. Riddle
exactly.
me that one. So by the time
I hit my brother with a chair,
I want to say that was like 90-ish.
Metal chair.
88 even. 89. That I'm out of wrestling. And you're looking back a couple years later, especially by like the 93-ish, you're like, that was crazy. Wasn't that like Pogs? You know, it was just, it was... here
Remember
and
Pogs?
Then gone.
They're back.
Elf in Pog form. And then around 97, 98, a bunch of friends of mine all of a sudden are like talking about WWF again. I'm like, what? Why is this coming back?
Like pandas.
It was very bizarre. And then it was this whole new wave of stars that, again, I didn't watch anything of the quote-unquote Attitude era.
Definitely had a revival.
But it had Steve Austin. It had The Rock. And number like... three on the list, you maybe Triple H or something, but China was like huge
Triple
up there.
H. Goldberg was pretty popular.
Yeah, you see, you go a little deeper than me. But it was bizarre how really everyone else, and I'm not saying it's like sexism or any crap, because China was like later on celebrity rehab. You know, not that I think she's the only wrestler that did drugs.
Oh, really? Yeah.
But
they
she
don't
was...
make it very long though, on average. But 45 is hella young.
Yeah, they had like the porn star life expectancies. They're kind of in and out, not beautiful no more, and then they're gone.
Yeah, she's kind of double dipping. I guess that's...
You're right. She had wrestler life expectancy.
You're doing wrestler life expectancy, which is at like 55
star.
Plus porn star?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to get Yorkies out
of here. Live hard.
So she... what's weird to me is every other person from that era either just... astronomically ascended, like The Rock, or they kind of come back with like this open invite. Or Triple H is, I think, like high in the organization. I think he married McMahon's daughter.
Maybe for real.
Yeah, I think Steve Austin can come back whenever the hell he wants. Just be like, hey, I'm bald. I'm practically paralyzed now. Look at me.
People love.
But
yeah, China was huge.
China was kind of like dumped, and was it because she did the Playboy thing early on? Which
was it her choice? We need like an expert. Like, so Tom, if you're listening, call in.
Well, not, but, yeah, Periscope in.
Periscope in.
I forgot the number.
But I'm not exactly sure what happened, but I think you're right. It may have been that she either took that route.
Well, I know she did Playboy, but I thought it was during...
I mean, that's not a big... Maybe it was before the time that they were, like, okay with them doing Playboy.
Well, it was Playboy.
Because it was,
back when, like, Playboy wasn't even showing vulva.
Yeah.
There's your sex ed word of the day. So, I don't even know she exposed the bush. Like, she just kind of, like, pulled down her leotard and was like, hey, here are my gigantic fake bosom. I mean, they might as well have been CGI. That's how fake they were. Like, who could even get upset about seeing those? Like, she
Nobody.
Was, and it was one of those goof spreads anyhow, where it's like, oh, we got Roseanne to pose nude,
right?
And they sell like 8 issues that month. And,
I bought one of those.
Do you have the Roseanne one?
No.
You have the
Is
China one?
Is that a thing?
One? She legit posed nude. She was like, oh, I lost a bunch of weight. I'm sexy now. Like,
whatever, I'll check it out.
Of course, I've tried to Google
as soon
it
as this
twice.
Is done.
But
Panic
just...
says China tucked. I don't agree with that, sir.
That China tucked?
Yeah.
Oh, that she was packing actual heat?
Yeah.
I mean, do you want the physiological thing behind it? China, this might shock you, was not naturally large. Now, I don't have proof here. I don't have proof, but rumor has it China might have
done
a steroid or two.
I knew you were going to say that.
And when women do steroids,
they start looking.
They get the Rocky Balboa jaw, and yeah, they get a to use a Don and Miker, it rhymes with a Ford Taurus. They get a Ford Taurus that looks like, you know, the end of a hot dog you
that
left
looks
in
like
the bun.
A Ford Taurus.
Yeah. It's big. It looks like a raptor's finger, the big claw one. It sticks out.
Like it's ready for a Nathan's contest.
Yeah, because it's getting lots of testosterone.
Yeah.
So it gets big and beefy and scary. Yeah, it's just not attractive. So
that's why it was backdoor.
That would be another. You're right.
You couldn't get it. I really think that's exact. I mean, even at a younger age when that came out, I was like, I bet that's the reason.
Well, she left wrestling very early compared to the rest of that gang. And again, we don't really know why because we researched this for air like professionals. But she was gone early. And then, she was off the juice almost immediately from what I remember. And so she...
Oh, did she shrink down?
Somewhat. I mean, she was never... You'd never call her dainty. Like, she still had hands.
I wouldn't dare.
If she grabbed your package, you'd be like, come on, dude, it's bigger than that. Like, great on a curve. Yeah. Can we just pretend? Like, use three fingers so you have, like, normal girl-sized hands. Come on, something. She shrank down, though, and you were never like, oh, what a great beauty, because she never did the jaw, like, getting that shaved down.
I like the, getting grafted.
Which I believe Schwarzenegger did, even, because he was...
Did he really?
Yeah, like, when Schwarzenegger was Mr. Olympia, they legit...
You gotta give a lot of speeches, you better fix your jaw.
Dude, he legit, I think, was doing gorilla testosterone. they just, when they're busy turning the gorilla's hands into ashtrays and crap and cutting off their heads for Halloween masks. Like, in the meantime,
and he breaks
like,
it open, yeah, they're eats like, the creamy nougat
oh,
inside.
Oh, we have his pineal gland. What do you want to do with it? And he would just chew it like a wad of Big League.
Nice.
And then he would go lift, and that was his secret. But it gave him the China jaw. And what's so weird is she quit and probably tried to fem up in other ways, but yeah, never sucked it up and had like 4 or 5 pounds of jaw.
I don't think a lot of those situations are reversible anyways.
I guarantee
what happens happens.
She could have girlied up that jaw, dude.
She could have done it with a knife, but I don't think, whenever.
That's
like,
exactly
when
what I'm saying.
When you cross that line, I'm just saying though,
to
in
reference
general,
Arnold again, go in the mirror like the Terminator, plucking out his own eye. Just use an X-Acto, open yourself. No, they can crack the jaw and again get.
Oh, they certainly can.
Jaw sawdust out.
Yeah. I got mine worked on.
Just take a chisel.
Right here.
Really?
Yeah, when I did my wisdom teeth, it like really effed up my jaw.
Oh.
That's why I look so good.
I thought your mouth was open for
paid
a particular
for this baby.
Reason, and you locked jawed up. Blowjob joke. And
no,
continue.
I can still open it up. It still dislocates. I paid for that.
And that's why we're friends. No. So China had this weird fall from grace that, again, I wasn't big on wrestling, but even I could kind of see... Because wrestling was such a pop culture force, you're like, hey, what the hell happened to her? Oh, why is she on Celebrity Rehab? Oh,
besides
why,
the money.
Why on Free Ones are they showing me more nudes of her? Oh, why on Free Ones is it not just nudes? She's getting piped. Oh, why is she not just getting piped in the front? She's getting piped in the back. It was just...
Did she ever get double stuffed?
Very much she got the Greek lamb on the spit. This was the soundtrack to her porn. Just getting Easter spittled.
Really?
Yeah, just twirl around.
It's like an Oreo.
I definitely once or twice celebrated China's work in the later stages of her career.
Mm-hmm.
If you get what I'm saying?
Back I think I get it.
There you go.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like she was very sexy even then. I'm not trying to knock a dead broad here because it's sad. You know, she... First
I don't think
all,
anybody's going to blame you.
Yeah, but it was weird to see like a celeb of that magnitude getting legit.
There's something about an entertainment level when it comes to your viewing.
It wasn't look at this leaked sex tape that they stole from our vault, just like Prince with his records.
Mm-mm.
It was, hey, it's vivid. We paid China $10,000 to have sex, graphic sex on camera. And not starter sex, not missionary. She is the title of our film is Backdoor to China.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not because we found a new trade route. She was, yes, bad things happened. She didn't eat for a day or two before filming to make sure there are no accidents. We'll put it that way.
That's so saying there's got to be prep time.
It was
back
very
to the pre-show.
Weird. It'd be like if you saw a hardcore sex tape of Cyndi Lauper. You'd be like, never really was I physically attracted to Cyndi Lauper, but it's Cyndi Lauper. No, now, come on.
Good luck keeping it in.
Oh, God. Yeah, now I'd be out of the show. Be like, hey. Yeah. Pete, you fly the ship home. But you really, there's nothing sexy about Cyndi Lauper even then. No. Like, Madonna was the sexy one. Cyndi Lauper was like
the goofy
bitch.
It's just
the
entertainment level.
But you'd be like, oh, man, girls don't want to have fun. You know, girls just want to have fun is taking three loads. I think I know what my Thursday evening's going to be.
That's a lot of fun.
There's just...
Wow. Look at the fun on that guy.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
It's just... You have to look. And that's how it was with China and her tape. But she never really... That's how you could tell, like, even that wasn't working for her, because I believe it was just backdoor to China. And every 6 months or so, I'd click on the profile and be like, is there more backdoor to China?
I know, right?
Did they find a backdoor to India? What's going on? And nothing ever happened. It was just that one tape. So you could tell, like, she probably had a drug debt she was paying off. It was just like, hey, how much will you pay me to get plowed? Here you go, Mr. Cocaine Man.
You probably, because we didn't do our research, hit the nail on the head. Well, I can guarantee it was something along those lines, because what is the point? You're killing in the Wrestling Federation.
She still could have gone and maybe done like
whatever
the toured week to week and like signed crap. You ever watch The Wrestler?
Still
and you
pull
see all
Pete
the
Rose.
The washed. Yes, exactly.
The sign forever.
Yeah, there's that segment near the end, I believe, where he sees all the other washed up wrestlers and they're just going from like town to town and like signing
date
crap.
Hotties.
Making some money. She could have done that. Slip of the tongue.
Yeah.
She could have done that.
Gee.
And she just got banged, which I don't think lines up with the values of Middle America. Don't quote me on that.
Maybe they couldn't come up with any more names. Although they're pretty good at that.
With the what?
There's like a whole market for that. Well, backdoor to China.
Oh.
Maybe nobody was pitching anything.
What else can you sell?
I don't know, but maybe they took all the good ones. There's a lot of good names out there that they took. So
I think
Grand Theft Anal. It's a good one.
I think
that's one of my favorites.
Chinese Democracy, and you just vote in a couple guys to bang her. Got it.
Yeah. That's gonna take.
We can move
on. Sorry.
Past that.
That's gonna take a lot of Chinese guys.
That is true.
I'm sorry to build that.
A lot of Vienna sausages down the hallway.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was just, and I'm not big on the I'm a Celebrity Junkie shows. My brother loves those.
I can't stand them. So I can't stand reality shows in general,
I would,
most of the time.
I would dip into my mom's place and just see Dr. Drew offering whatever patronizing
awesome.
BS advice.
Yeah.
Really? You like? You were? You know what?
We're talking Dr. Drew, right?
No,
we're talking
like
Loveline?
Dr. Drew. You are built like him. You are a dyed-haired, no-glasses Dr. Drew.
My hair is not dyed no more, thank you.
You have that same build. Why did I never put that together? You are just a younger
doing
Dr.
All right.
Drew.
And he's like trying to tell some girl, he's like, hey, it's not healthy if you keep a jar of your boyfriend's sperm. Like, the stories were crazy on there.
Loveline era Dr. Drew, I'm behind.
That's the one I'm talking about.
Oh, because later Dr. Drew was just like, hey, who's dying this week that I can get my paws in? The guy from Crazy Town? Give me that, dude.
Did he have like a death pool?
He just had people on the show who were washed up
actors. Did the guy from Crazy
Town
die?
I thought he did,
like,
but
anybody
he didn't.
Cares?
Shifty. I remember.
God. Oh.
Shifty is alive and well.
Even things out, 2016.
Exactly. Take a few of the bad ones. That is well put, sir. Even it out. It has been a real talent reaper fest.
I missed it.
What happened?
Oh, somebody said something on Periscope about Dr. Drew, and I just...
That he's a ghoul?
I missed it. Because there's two people.
That he's a petite man ghoul?
I think he's great. I mean, I don't know. I can't speak for him lately.
He's
a part of my pastime when I was just like... I'm not crazy. Like, I'm a stupid, horny teen, but
the only
there are way crazier people
with
out
more
there.
Sorrow in his wake is Dr. Mengele. All right? Dr. Drew is a horrible human being that somewhere along the line was like, you know what? I love profiting off of pain. And I don't want to build property after property. I can't build up these stars over and over each season. But if I keep them effed up, I can keep the same cast each year. So, Tom Sizemore, back for season 5. Good to see you, buddy. Remember when you were a real actor in Heat And Black Hawk Down, me too. But now we'll just talk about Heidi Fleiss peeing on you and hitting the crack pipe.
Oh, that's a good.
Dr. Drew is a piece of garbage from everything I gather. He just is. He doesn't, there's no, don't get me wrong. Yes, addicts
better
relapse.
Or worse than Dr. Oz.
Oh, dude. Why are all doctors so bad?
Why are they terrible? As soon as you put them on TV, they're just the worst people ever.
Is it because, well, probably before is that it because too. You did like 4 years med school, 4 years residency, and it was just...
Everyone will pay for this.
Yeah, it makes even the army look like just a summer vacation.
Yeah, I did two tours in Iraq, and I'm not that much of a dickhead.
Yeah, it's I think you get a taste of fame as a doctor, and you're like, hey, you know what's better than putting my gloved finger up a man's ass to check his prostate? This thing.
Yeah.
This is great by comparison.
I'm not doing that anymore.
Even not by comparison, but by comparison, that much better.
But Panic says that Dr. Drew admitted to
I always thought it was Papa use. Nick. Is it Panic?
I meant to say Papa Nick.
Okay.
That's how it reads. But he admitted to coke use, I guess.
Really, so co-host Pate.
That doesn't make you... that doesn't excuse anything. That just means
that
you're richer
like
than
moron.
I am.
I'll
yeah,
be
I'm like...
No wonder he keeps
I'm
that.
Like... Well, that's lucky.
That I shop
good
in the
for
boys
you.
Section
figure
on.
And it's
on.
Great that you can tell everybody about it and still have a job.
Coke is one of those drugs...
Tried that once.
...that it ain't a problem till it's a problem. Like, up until then...
I guess until you're broke.
I feel it almost enhances. It's not like...
Not sex.
If your surgeon was like, hey, look, I don't really have a problem, but I did a bump. I did a bump. It sharpens. It's like... Oh, I was going to make a Dune reference, but we'll have to... It's like the spice.
That's on the
You do
the
a
next
little
nerd
spice,
podcast, yeah.
And you're sharper, you're better you. That's how I view cocaine and other uppers. You do a little, you're just better you.
You sold
like,
me.
Like, if my doctor is like, look, I'm not going to be, like, licking my gums and enjoying the drip back during the surgery. It was one tiny tip of my Lexus key bump. Just to keep my eyes open while we get
you
in your
right
brain.
Here. There's this little small part.
Yeah.
Right here.
Right in the air. Your little Senor Wences.
Yep.
You just put a little on Senor Wences' face. I went,
there you go.
I'm like, I respect your honesty. I like that you drive a Lexus. And get chopping. Now, if my
Make
doctor...
Make my dick bigger.
Yeah. If my doctor puts me under and the first thing I hear is like, all right, go through his wallet so we can cop another eight ball... It's graduated to problem level.
Yeah, that's when you don't want to work.
But there is with, I believe, uppers, like a sweet spot. Uh-huh. There's no like, oh, I did a little acid before the surgery. You know, oh, check, please. Get me the hell out of here.
If you're playing sports, it could be all right.
I ate a half a shroom. Who was it who pitched the perfect game on acid?
Acid McGee.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was a black guy. So it was
Greg Shrooms.
Acid Tyrone. I don't know.
I couldn't tell
you. I don't
you.
Remember.
Yeah.
He's an interesting dude. There's a
That's
Netflix
pretty
special.
Awesome to hear.
Yeah, it was a pretty... it wasn't a perfect game. I think it was a no-no. He pitched a no-hitter, I believe.
Yeah,
honest.
It was a no-hitter.
Yeah. But coke's one of those things where, especially when I hear you're a precision dude, a little bit of coke goes a long way there.
I can see that.
Now, again, it's not like you where you're
Sounds
like...
You sold me.
Hey, I had four alcoholic root beers before the show. No biggie. That's... That I worry. There's no small amount of alcohol before. Maybe there is.
If you're going to start buying me coke, just go ahead.
Do you know where we can cop? Wait. Is that,
hold on.
Did that go out?
Hold on. Turn the mics.
Yeah. All right. They're off. Who do you know?
Oh. Jordan down the street. You know Jordan.
You got my hopes up for a second. Okay.
No.
You
think I really knew somebody?
Yes. It's been a while.
Well, I'm going to take that part out, yeah.
It's been a while.
They won't hear the name I told you.
I just, it wouldn't
You
hurt.
Know what's funny, though?
A little cocaine wouldn't
you know
hurt
what's funny,
John
though,
at age 35.
I couldn't think of anything.
Maybe
I'd
drop a few.
I swear to God, subconsciously, I told you a real name. That guy really has some.
Okay, but does he live near me?
I don't know. I haven't seen him in 20 years.
Does that part work? All right. So, final question when it comes to Death Fest, the Death Fest episode.
Death Fest 2016. Like, literally the second or third one this year.
What is... Which one is sadder? You have Prince, a titan of music.
My left one.
King of pop culture. Guy was awesome. Who doesn't like Prince? Seriously, If you hear someone say, I don't like Prince, you're like, yes, and you must hate all other black people. Because there's no other explanation for this.
I was just about to say that same thing. I was like, I can't say anything else, John, lest I be just stoned to death.
So Prince has this great life, weird effing death that we're going to learn about, I guess, in the days to come. But it was kind of like he had
Rockstar. Who knows?
Yeah, he canceled a show because he had, again, the flu.
Rockstars have, like, heart attacks and overdoses.
Yeah, I don't think
That's, like, it.
I don't think it was Rock Hudson flu either. Like, I think it was legit flu. But it's weird. I know he's a Jehovah's Witness near the end.
Really?
Yeah. I have friends that are Jehovah's Witnesses.
Cool. You don't have to remember when his birthday is.
I don't. Yeah, exactly. Oh, it's so
That's
weird.
Always nice.
Oh, it's so weird. Every birthday on Facebook.
I always forget, and I'm like,
Happy Wednesday, James.
Yeah.
So annoying. They don't have anything as like medical help, right? That's the Christian Scientists that are like, oh, I have a golf ball sized tumor in my testicle. Let's ride this one out.
I don't have a joke for it, so I don't. I think they're fine with medical stuff.
I believe so. So it's just kind of bizarre. It's weird to hear that someone died of flu. Like, it's one of those things where as an adult, you're like, really? You didn't just have the flu and go to the hospital?
Yeah, that's what I told my work when I was hungover.
Yeah, but also...
I got the NFL flu.
Don't you realize that, like, at some point you puked out half your bodily fluid and crapped out the other half of it? You're like, maybe...
You might want some attention.
I need to go in for the banana bag.
Maybe
exactly.
A little fluids.
Like, it's
the
one
banana
of those,
bag?
Like, same with, like, getting hit by a car. As an adult, you're like, oh, he's crossing the street and he got hit by a car. It's just, you're like, okay, that's cool to die that way if you're 5.
Yeah.
Like,
were you looking?
In what scenario? Exactly. Was the guy doing 120 over the crest of a hill? Because otherwise.
That shouldn't have happened, bro.
I'm not naive
not in the
young
middle of the street.
Enough to think that I have ninja reflexes, but I'd like to think I know that a car is coming from a couple feet out. And
right?
I could, you know, you stop, drop, and roll or whatever out of the way.
That's how it works with cars.
Yeah, stop, duck down, and let it decapitate you, and then let your body roll.
Well, you don't want your parents
to
pay for that car.
His death, or China, who never achieved even close to Prince-like fame.
Oof, I thought you were going to pin him against Bowie.
No.
Don't do that to me.
China, who really, you know, never had a shred of Prince fame. But just lived this sad life where, first of all, how effed up do you have to be as a woman? And this is going to be me. This is where I'm happy Butters isn't here. It isn't often, but this is where I get to dive into the I was raised a man in the 80s pool head first. How screwed up do you have to be a woman and be like, I want to destroy every shred of femininity in my body. I want to be jacked as hell. I want my breasts to fall off because I'm taking so much testosterone.
I don't know if she... I don't know if it has anything to do about being screwed up, but I mean, she just got that alpha gene. That's it. She had that alpha mentality, and I think that's exactly what drove her.
I know a lot of alpha women that still stay women.
Maybe that's just the angle she saw. I don't... What was her... Do you know her childhood? Like, did she have, like, a lot of brothers, and maybe she just...
I was going to say...
Was there something
park,
that happened before?
Alcoholic dad.
That maybe made her really mad?
And loved one molested her. I was going to go for the trifecta. That's just my
guess.
You
could be right there.
I guarantee you I got at least two of the three. Guarantee you.
You very well could.
Anyone that deep into the drugs, almost always some
but
sort of childhood
trauma. But I think reasonably
trauma.
Somebody could make that choice. I don't know if they would go as hard as China did. Like,
yeah, China went so...
You're right.
Look,
there's something behind there that's like, I have something to prove
if you
because
of
something
scary,
else.
If you want to be scary, look like Vasquez but from Aliens. Don't look like Starla from Napoleon
trendsetter,
Dynamite.
And it was awesome.
What? Nothing was awesome about what she did and nothing was trendsetting. What? People saw her as a freak show.
No, she was an ass kicker. Like, she was the first... Like
You want to know how much of a trend she set?
I wasn't
every
trying
woman,
to get boners for China.
Every woman in wrestling since is just a hot little
I'm just
stripper
like,
looking broad.
Of course.
That's how much of a trend she set. They're like, we're going to make a 180.
Okay, she broke down barriers, I guess. That's what I'm saying. But that's kind of cool, like that she could just kick ass like that.
But that's like breaking... Does a barrier matter if it's broken down if no one follows it?
Is it?
That's like
is it
you
always
saying,
important that somebody
I'm the first
follow
guy,
suit?
I ate entire.
How many people have we put back on the moon?
Well, that's.
I guess it was
that's
all
because
dumb then.
America's
huh?
going to hell and we have no money.
No crap.
But that's like you saying, oh,
but
I'm
seriously,
the,
why haven't we?
I'm the first guy to sit in the kiddie pool and eat an entire 12 piece of KFC.
Ah, that sounds awesome. Yet.
Who's going to follow in my brave footsteps?
Every no American one, nowadays?
They're going to see the pink eye you get from going in the kiddie pool, and no one will do it, even though you've broken that barrier down. What I'm asking is, to you, kind of philosophical question, what is sadder? Like someone who is at the top of his game and dies, or someone who just had this sad life?
Oh, you always do the burnout.
What? Yeah, why? She had this brief moment, and she falls, and she falls, and she falls.
Like a wrestler?
And then she ODs. Like, she doesn't even get the natural death thing. Okay. She ODs, probably. Like, they found her with a billion pills around her. It's going to be like Elvis-level natural causes.
Yeah, that's
wink,
sad.
Wink.
If it really wanted to go out with a bang, yeah, it should have been like...
Which is sadder, though.
12 years ago. Oh, it's sadder? Sadder yeah. now. It's totally sadder.
No. Who's sadder? Who's passing?
In the terms of
just
whose life state they're in, as far as
fulfilledness. What was more tragic? What was more tragic?
China.
Really? This is where you get a window into my junk. There was nothing. China
I mean,
was lucky she
it's
sniffed
terrible,
the ass
and I'm
of fame.
Super sad about Prince because that is terrible because he's such a talented person. And it's just like you were going to say. I mean, she got to sniff the ass hairs of fame.
Mm-hmm.
But
I think I took that from Aristotle.
Such a slow fall. It's so sad.
To me, there's...
To me is sadder.
I'm not even fazed by China's passing. Like, that's someone who just didn't have a talent level. The world is crappier because we lost Prince. Like, that was such a brilliant dude. Like, I'm such a snob about the arts. Like, someone who's that level of creativity.
That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the sadness.
I find it just sadder that someone that cool died. Like, I can find you a dead stripper in Tallahassee tonight. Like, that's about where China is to me. So the dead stripper
is sadder
to you.
One death weighs more than the other, but China's
China.
Sadder.
She was like 200 pounds.
Then China's a sadder. Yeah, and he's like 120.
Exactly. She could.
Prince's weighs more, of course.
She could bicep curl Prince. I'm not even really saying that as a joke. She could grab him by the scrot and rep him.
Think they did it?
They're doing it in heaven right now.
Oh, they are. That's a hell of a jam band right now.
I don't like calling it a jam band. That made me sad. So we can go, actually.
All right.
We ended on that great downer note. You know that they say, go out on a weird deathly tune. And we did that. We managed to make it weird. All right, everyone. This was Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio. Thank you for listening. We really appreciate it. If you can, do the following. If you're subscribing through iTunes, leave a rating there. If you're listening through Stitcher, please leave a rating there. Share it on your Facebook page. Share it on your Twitter. Whatever social media you do, please share it. It's important it gets out there because we don't have an advertising budget. What podcast really advertises? Where would you advertise a podcast, for God's sake? I mean, it'd be funny to inception it and do it at the beginning of another like podcast, but I think they all like sell Mangrate and dick pills. So we can't do that.
So you want us to sell any dick pills?
If they'll take us.
Let us know.
I'll sell dick great and
we should get on KY, though.
Too. What, the lube?
Yeah, there's no reason they shouldn't be sponsoring us already.
It's made by Johnson & Johnson, dude. That's big stuff.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, they're already way bigger than us. Pedro, anything you have to add, sir?
No, I don't know if you mentioned the YouTube. Did you mention the YouTube?
I did.
That was coming up. Okay, well, more videos to come out on the YouTube. We are also doing some pre-show stuff that'll be coming out in sections. And down the pipeline, we are going to be doing a Patreon, which will have bonus episodes, likely 2 or 3 more bonus episodes, and maybe even some videos. So we will let you guys know more about that in the future as time passes.
All right. Oh, I'm so close to not doing that all show long, and it happened. All right, till the next one. We're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show?
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.